Arnold is Austrian immigrant. We could consider him American. Even Elon Musk from South Africa, but he grew his wings in America. So there must be something about America where the ease of entrepreneurship, tax write-offs, sole proprietorship, there must be something to America. America has some sort of secret sauce. Yet, why is it that Americans don't like American things? I mean, even with luxury brands, right? Everyone prefers Louis Vuitton, Gucci's and stuff like that. But actually, one brand that I really like is Thom Browne. It's like the, it kind of looks like the French flag icon, but actually it's supposed to be the American flag. So the good thing with Thom Browne is, Thom Browne is an American, and it's kind of the newest, hottest brand, luxury clothing brand that all the rich mainland Chinese prefer to wear. And it's American, so that's at least one good sign. And it's like, why is it that all the rappers, they talk about their foreigns, their Maybachs, their Lambos. And Lamborghini is owned by Volkswagen. So even we could consider an Audi is also Volkswagen. We could consider an Audi an expensive Volkswagen. And we could consider a Lamborghini an expensive Audi. So in fact, a Lamborghini, these other cars. I think Bentley is also owned by Volkswagen. Maybach is just essentially a rebranded Mercedes. But anyways, so what I think is, like, actually one film I really liked was like this like super nationalistic Ford versus Ferrari film where it's like, yeah, you know, American built, American muscle over the pretentious Italians, right? And yeah, and I think I do, you know, moving forward, right? Like, and also we forget Tesla is an American company, right? So maybe like Americans should prefer American things, American bred stuff. So for example, just to make a statement, instead of getting a Lambo, I should just get like a Shelby Mustang. I think that's way cooler, right? And I think we should become more proud of things made in the USA. And also, like, why is it that Americans always love to travel abroad to Paris and Italy where they think things are quote-unquote more cultured? Why not have more pride in the States, like going to a New Orleans or, you know, stuff like that? So I think also Americans should perhaps travel more domestically in the States. Yeah, and have more pride in American things, right? So, but what is holding back American thinking right now? I think one of the reasons why I think I prefer living in Southeast Asia or, you know, in Asia in general, being here currently in Phnom Penh, is I think I could actually think better. The reason is it's like less loud metaphorically. So for example, all of this progressive woke talk, I think is actually quite retrogressive in terms of thinking and advancing thought. It's kind of a distraction in my opinion. And also the big problem about being an American in the States is we're too distracted by sports, advertising, news, social media, Apple, iPhones, Teslas, and stuff like that. So actually, and the ideal is, my opinion, the ideal is to have the American mentality and the thought, but don't live in the States, like live somewhere else. Like, also the reason why Cambodia, Phnom Penh is so great, essentially you could US dollars anywhere. it's crazy, like everything is both in their traditional real and also US dollars, but US dollars is actually the preferred currency. And apparently Cambodia has the world's third largest circulating US dollar supply. That's crazy. You can just go to a local bank here and then stick in your ATM card, right? And it shoots out $100 US dollar bills. It's like, what? Like, that's crazy, right? And also the rich mainland Chinese who come here for development and stuff like that, it looks like they all use US dollars too, rather than the Chinese yuan. So I think there should be more American foreign investment in Cambodia, Phnom Penh especially, right? Even like you could get like a pretty basic condo for only $70,000. You could buy a home here for I think $200,000. And depending, you know, there's like upscale and downscale places. So it depends on where you want to go. You know, everyone here is pretty much bilingual in English. This is very convenient. And also I like it that it's a Buddhist nation. So it's actually super, super Zen living here. I like it. And also it's kind of at the intersection of South Korea, China, Japan, a little bit of Thailand. And so being at this cross-cultural intersection is actually uber interesting to me, and I really like it. And also like a random thought I had was, so you know, my race is Korean, South Korean. My dad's from Seoul, my mom's from Busan. So it's like, why am I happier and more healthy and productive here in, when I was living in Vietnam, in Saigon, Hanoi, and also here in Phnom Penh? I think maybe it has something to do with the latitudes. Like, is the, wait, longitude, latitude, longitude, right? Longitude, I wonder if longitudinally it's the same as, similar as Korea? I don't know, I think that's one thing that's underrated is climate and productivity, or climate and happiness, right? So this is why if you import a bunch of Vietnamese, Southeast Asians into wintertime in Minnesota, they're probably not going to be so happy, right? Or also if you take people from India, South Asia, whatever, importing them into London is probably not good for their health either with all the gloominess. And apparently actually if you're of African descent, like African American, if you live in a New York or a place which has really harsh winters, because you have a darker pigment skin, you could absorb less UV light during the winter time and therefore more prone to seasonal affectiveness disorder. They call it SAD during the winter time. Anyways, some thoughts. So I guess the ultimate thought is this, is that perhaps the ultimate philosophy or approach in life is to harness the best American thoughts, borrow from all the different other cultures around the world in the past histories, the ancient Greeks, and minimize the downsides of being an American.